Grey Aliens, Part 2, Orions, Anatolthans. Hello once more, and thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. As I said in my first video about grey aliens, those who come from Zeta Reticuli are mostly seen as being friendly or benign, and the ones who come from Orion are seen as invasive and regressive. Although there are 165 different types of grey aliens, the most common one after the little grey gardeners from Zeta Reticuli are the little Orion greys, who are short in stature, usually being only around 4 feet tall, and are known to cooperate with other regressive races such as reptilian Kingu types and Dracos, although it is known that they also work with regressive Lyrian, or space human factions as well. Several human abductees have reported having seen Lyrian Nordic or reptilian entities supervising the Orion Greys while they do their procedures onto the helpless human. Other abductees have also reported some insectoid-based entities also supervising the Greys while they work on the human. These mostly are mantis-type extraterrestrials, who are at least mostly benign and deserve their own video. As you can notice, the Orion Grey tend to work for another race, whomever they may be, regressive or positive alike, as long as their needs are met, as they work in exchange for whatever they may need, including rites of passage through controlled areas in space, or in exchange of an area where to set up a base, as well as simpler things as their food. In general, they are seen as immoral or aggressive because they don't hold an ethical background, as they simply do whatever they are told to do, in exchange for something they want, without thinking about what they are doing to other people, contrary to how the Zeta Reticuli Greys behave, and who do hold some sort of strong ethical background that keeps them working positively, and for good things, although this doesn't mean they know how to treat a human abductee subject, as they do scare them a lot with their tactless and harsh ways. On Earth, or near Earth, the Orion Greys are known to cooperate with reptilian overlords and with Earth Dark Space Program representatives, SSP, as abductees have reported having seen military personnel working next to them as well, men in human military uniforms, that is. And this is a very shady subject I'd like to talk about in another video, although I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about that here on YouTube. The Orion Greys have multiple deep underground bases on Earth, some of them belonging only to them and others in cooperation with reptilian races, and with Earth's military as well. My group know the exact location of those bases, but I'm not allowed to share them online. At least at this point. Orion Greys do have multiple bases on Earth underground, but the little Greys from Zeta Reticuli, known as the Gardeners, do not, because they operate directly from their large motherships in Earth's orbit, as they are fully sanctioned by the Galactic Federation, while the Orion Greys operate hiding from the Federation, and moving through portals and jump rooms inside their bases underground. This is important. Another important point is that not all extraterrestrial craft that fly around in Earth's atmosphere fly out into space, or are even allowed to do so. Many regressive races like reptilians, with their Orion Grey helpers, use their craft only while inside the atmosphere, while they go about with their business, as the Galactic Federation almost considers them to be part of the normal variety or range of things happening on Earth all the time, but they do keep them contained inside Earth, as the Federation has many patrol craft in low orbit, preventing unauthorized transit in and out of the planet. This Galactic Federation's more or less allowing, dubious attitude towards the movements and operations of regressive races on Earth is one of the main reasons my group have declared the Federation to be acting in a regressive way, or at least in a reprehensible, permissive manner. Another type of grey alien who is often confused with the Orion Greys because they are nearly impossible to discern one from another, both in appearance and in behavior, is the biological robot version of them. These are fully genetically engineered, soulless biorobots designed by many regressive races to perform the worst of their dirty tasks, and therefore are also confused with the Maitre Grey alien variants I talked about in my first video about this subject. These can vary a lot in size as each one of them is artificially designed for the task it is meant to perform, also adding to the confusion as to why they are often confused with Maitre, and to the point where I'm not entirely convinced about the existence of them as a race. I see them more as an egregore, product of humans and non-human spheres, as I explained in the previous video. Notice this, how the little gardeners, the Zeta Reticuli Greys, abduct people for beneficial purposes at least, and they are said to be benign or positive, and how the Orion Greys do the same, with or without the supervision of other non-human races. Then we have the biological robots who also do the same, and as their behavior is equally invasive, they are confused with Maitre, who are also invasive and regressive towards humans. This leaves the abductee, the people, and the Earth's UFO researchers with little to no way to fully discern who is who among them all, as they all tend to behave the same way, being that the outcome of their actions, with good or bad intentions, will remain impossible to see, or at least dubious. And I feel this is why in general grey aliens are seen as one single race, and highly invasive towards humans, because good or not, they do badly scare the people who are abducted, or who encounter them. As for why they abduct people, is a very complicated subject which must be addressed in detail in another video. But in my previous video, I promised to talk about more positive ones, besides the little gardeners from Zeta Reticuli. The last race I must mention in this video is the Itorthans. This is a long, 6 to 8 foot tall grey alien race also known as Big-Nosed Greys. They are Galactic Federation members since a long time ago and participate in councils for Earth mostly by remote presence, using advanced 3D holograms. Although they are also from the Orion region, coming from planets orbiting the large red star Betelgeuse, which is also called Alpha Orionis, or Ori 58, some 642.5 light-years away. Betelgeuse is the second brightest star in the Orion constellation after Rigel. This species is highly advanced in ethics and spiritually, and therefore very positive in nature. They are considered as the ultimate gardener species, as they do the same as the little greys from Zeta Reticuli and often are found working with each other. They are helpers of other races, healers, and experts in genetics. They terraform faraway planets to seed them with all kinds of plants, animals, and even with other races, some of them humanoid, who need a new home, and who are suitable to the conditions in each one of them. They are creators, healers of biology and of the soul, and their mission is to help other species and other individuals to evolve, grow, and advance. And they do so because that is in their nature, and as they themselves explain, they do it because that's what they exist for, and because that is the way it has always been. They wear grey uniforms or flight suits in spaceships, and their elders in leadership roles wear long black robes. They do not talk, as they do not have vocal cords, they only communicate telepathically, among each other and with other species. They do not have genders, they can only reproduce artificially in special medical pods of their own design and construction, and they have extremely long lifespans. Although they are called large-nosed greys, they breathe through openings in the sides of their heads, through the ear canals, and what appears to be a nose is not a nose, It is a flat part that has a gland that makes a noise for echolocation, as dolphins do. They are serious, stable, and nearly impossible to move or change. They are emotionless, stable, and convinced that their logic is the best. At the same time, they are caring and respectful, but as their presence is so strong, they can be very scary and intimidating. They have a complete detachment of representatives living in the Federation's local headquarters in the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera at this time, orbiting Earth, and are one of the lesser-known extraterrestrial species that have a very strong influence on all things happening on Earth, and on the local Federation's decisions. This part generates a lot of controversies, mostly among races of Lyrian origin, such as the Antarians, Tajitans, and humans themselves, as it is not well seen, and it is very worrisome that a species that has no emotions, and that works with pure logic, to have such strong influence on the decisions that affect highly emotional and highly irrational beings such as humans on Earth. Furthermore, Itulthans always follow ancient patterns and procedures, openly stating that it is how it has always been, with little to no flexibility. Positive or not, Itulthans may cause a lot of unnecessary suffering on Earth, because logical things are not always the best way to go when dealing with irrational and highly emotional beings, like humans. Other non-human species that is highly against the Itulthans having such a strong influence over the Federation's decisions that concern Earth are the Irma, who are feline, and although they are not humanoid, obviously being large cats, are also highly emotional and empathetic, and are incredibly good friends to all positive human-looking races. The Irma are such an incredibly beautiful race, and in so many ways they deserve a video of their own, or even a series of videos, as a lot must be said about them, so stay tuned to my channel. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. Be very well and take care. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.